Giving you exclusive coverage of the Arizona Cardinals organized team activities, the OTAs.
Bickley and Marotta.
Live from Cardinals HQ. Presented by Courtesy Chevrolet. 98.7 FM. Arizona's sports station.
Now we continue from the Dignity Health Arizona Cardinals Training Center. Day one of week two of OTAs. Our exclusive coverage continues, and it's our pleasure to welcome to the show Corey Peters, defensive lineman. Corey, how you been, man?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain. The weather's been really nice here, so we're loving that.
You know, we were just talking off the air. I said, you guys have got a break weather-wise, and I said, it might not be as nice next week, but now you got the bubble to rely on. You guys are all set, man.
Right. Our staff does a great job of kind of taking care of us, so I think it'll be all right regardless.
All right, here's the big question that I have is, okay, Cliff Kingsbury's a super cool dude. But he's a college coach who's never coached down in the NFL, and he's never led men, okay? There might be skepticism down the road if his offense doesn't work, but how is he being received? How would you grade his leadership and everything you feel from Cliff Kingsbury?
I think everything has been positive so far. I really haven't heard too much negative from the guys. You know, I think one thing about him is he's very self-aware. He's strong where he's strong, and he allows the other coaches to kind of fill in other spots as well. So I think that's the most important thing, is understanding who I am as a coach and, you know, working from that point.
There's so much mystery. We've been talking about this a lot, and we even talked about it earlier today. So much mystery around the Cardinals because there's been so much turnover. You do have Cliff Kingsbury, a new head coach. You got Kyler Murray at quarterback. From a player standpoint going into the season, do you dig the fact that you guys are kind of an unknown, or do you even pay much attention to it?
Well, honestly, I mean, you know, it's kind of cliche, but, you know, they always say block out the noise, and I think it's no different. But, you know, personally, I always love kind of coming from an unknown perspective. I think it gives you an advantage, especially to start the season. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it'll help us get off to a good start. But, you know, as the NFL, as the season goes along, you know, guys are going to figure out what you're doing. So I think the real challenge is to continue to reinvent yourself and keeping things fresh so the teams are off balance and they can't just kind of key in on what you're doing and with us being so predictable.
Now, vets know that it's easy for rookies to look good in shorts. But what does your gut instinct tell you about your new quarterback?
I mean, I think he's special. You know, he's incredibly dynamic. I think everybody can see that at Oklahoma. You know, he had incredible arm talent as well as his feet. So, you know, I'm looking forward to kind of seeing how things translate to this level. Obviously, there's going to be a learning curve, and I'm not expecting him to come out of the gate and be, I guess, Tom Brady or, you know, greatness right away, you know, but I definitely can see it. And he's a great leader. You know, some guys just have that it factor. I think he does have it. So, you know, I think that's the most important thing, you know, coming into an NFL huddle with the likes of Larry Fitzgerald looking back on you. It takes a person that's very confident in their abilities to be able to stand strong and kind of lead that group. So, you know, I think he's been doing as good a job as to be expected so far. Obviously, OTAs is just a learning period, but as long as he continues to progress, I think we'll have a good shot moving forward.
Corey Peters, the Arizona Cardinals, our guest here on Bickley and Marotta. While you've been here, you've played in a 3-4, you played in a 4-3. You guys and management was kind of adamant to switch back to the 3-4 this year. What are your thoughts on going back to that alignment and how it suits you personally?
Well, I think for me, it's not very much different. It's really the same technique, shades and zero technique, shades and two eyes. So, you know, I think for other guys, it's probably, you know, more of an effect, especially outside rushers, kind of guys like Chandler, being outside of everything in a 3-4 as opposed to having to line up in front of tight end sometimes and in the 4-3. And as far as the switch, you know, I think a lot of guys are really happy with it for whatever reason. And for a variety of reasons, the 4-3 just didn't really work well last year. I think we went from being a pretty good defense, especially against the run, to being one of the worst defenses in the league. And, you know, that's not just on one person. I obviously have to bear some of that as well. We all do. So it's not just a coaching thing. It's everybody. So I'm looking forward to just starting fresh and, you know, getting back to especially run defense the way we've done it since I've been here otherwise.
We love talking to you because you're so intelligent and you're so candid about everything. So I want to ask you about Patrick Peterson. Help us make sense of how all of this is being received. The suspension is what it is. But and maybe you guys have heard this, maybe you haven't, but the story circulating is that Patrick wanted to lessen the fine paid and hope the team would restructure, and that didn't happen, and it caused a lot of anger. Now we wonder if Pat's going to show up, whatever. Can you help us make sense on what do you think about all this, Corey?
Let me just say that I don't have any information outside of what's being reported. I don't know. I've spoken to Patrick, but not about the specifics of contract situations or, you know, the drug tests. But from a team point, I think that everybody has a credible amount of respect for Pat, not only for what he brings to the table on the football field, but the person he is inside the locker room. So as far as his absence, we're just going to treat it like an injury, which we have to deal with week in and week out. And it's next man up mentality with him being missing. Is going to provide a great opportunity for guys to get on the field and show what they can do. So, you know, I can already see in that room a lot of competition, and I think that's going to make us better. And when Pat gets back, you know, we're going to be very receptive. We're going to accept him back, and we know that he's going to be that all-pro player that he's been his whole career.
What do your instincts tell you about the ceiling of this football team? Not getting a lot of love from Vegas or national writers, but that was the case last year, and unfortunately they were correct. And it surprised a lot of people because we thought there was a lot of talent last year. What do you think about the ceiling of this year's team?
I mean, I think the sky's the limit. I think, you know, we have the roster that's capable of making it, you know, from a worst to first type situation. I mean, I don't really think that that's outside of possibility. If you look at our roster, we have playmakers on all three levels. 2 years ago, Chandler Jones led the league in sacks. We got great run stoppers in the middle. We got some good linebackers. Hassan Reddick is coming along nicely, a former first-round pick. I think that we've all seen flashes of what he can be athletically. And our secondary is strong. We're able to get DJ Swearinger, who's a little rough around the edges, but from our standpoint, we love him and we love the intensity that he brings, and we understand that all of that passion is coming from a good place, and he actually is a really strong player and somebody that's going to make our team stronger. And then from offensive standpoint, I like the path that we've taken in the draft. I think no matter what, you know, whether you agree or disagree with the new offense, you can see that we're on a clear path. We're providing Coach Kingsbury with athletes to kind of run that system. We've added some great guys on the offensive line, and Marcus Gilbert and J.R. Sweezy, who's been in the division, has been a thorn in our side for a few years. So, you know, I look for us to improve greatly and be competitive across the board and try to compete to win that division.
Corey Peters, our guest here on Bickley and Murata. I wanted to ask you about one of your new teammates that I thought was one of the more underrated signings of the offseason. Darius Filon coming over from the Chargers. Made some headlines, but it was kind of under the radar. What is Darius early on? How has he stood out to you?
Well, I think, you know, his attitude and his intensity that he brings to even the OTA period, I think that's going to help us with an attitude standpoint on a defensive line. He's a good pass rusher. I think he's going to be very productive in that area. And we're going to up the sack numbers, especially from the interior of the D-line. And I just look forward to him filling in and kind of being a steady player at that end position in the 3-4. I think that's an area where we struggled some last year and didn't really have the consistency that we needed. So I'm looking for him to provide that, and I think he will.
I got to ask you about playing with Terrell Suggs, too. I mean, 16 years late for a lot of Arizona fans who wanted the Cardinals to draft him, but he's here. What's it like so far being a teammate of Terrell Suggs?
So far, so good. You know, I think everybody knows what he brings to the table. He's a walking legend, and, you know, so he gets that respect from the get-go. And being able to pair him with a guy like Chandler, I think we're going to kind of have a feared duo. And I think when you talk about great defenses, you know, that's kind of a good place to start is those edge rushers, especially in the 3-4 if you look at – Just historically, the great defenses, especially in the 3-4, they've had two guys that really can create havoc off the edges.
All right, tell us about your motivation. We've asked you about everybody else on the team. Let's talk about you, because you keep humming along, right? Underrated. Certainly not underappreciated on this show. But tell us about your motivation. What keeps driving you?
Well, you know, at this point, honestly, like, I've achieved everything that I set out to do in football outside of a championship. So that's really my one and only focus. I'm looking to do whatever they ask me to do to try to win games. I think that's why last year was incredibly frustrating for me. It probably was my best year statistically, but, you know, I traded in a heartbeat. So, you know, right now I'm just trying to encourage the young guys in the D-line room and kind of get everybody on the same page, because, frankly, just last year was just incredibly embarrassing to me, to have teams come in, just line up and run the ball 40 times a game on us. I mean, that's embarrassing, and I think that's unacceptable. So as somebody who prides himself on his ability to be a run defender, that's something. Well, on top of that, last year was my first year being a captain. So to go home after game and really sit and think about, you know, my team and what we're allowing, you know, is something that I took personally. So right now, that's just the focus, you know, just trying to get back on track, trying to make sure everybody understands that everybody can't do what they want to do. It's about buying into the team and making sure that we're on the same page, because if we can do that, you know, we'll be unstoppable.
Corey, there thanks so much for coming by. Always good to have you on the show. Best of luck to you this season.
Thank you.
Thank you, Corey.
Corey Peters, the Arizona Cardinals, our guest.